So I'd like to welcome everybody this evening. It's a rainy day here in Portland, Oregon, as usual. And I'm actually just back from having spent some time in California and Seattle. So happy to be back here at HQ. So tonight's call is for the general public. And that is a call that is really designed for students and individuals that maybe are new to NEA. So for those of you that are new to NEA, I welcome you, and for those of you who are active students already involved in NEA, I want to thank you for changing the world. And how are you changing the world? Every one of us who decides we are going to choose pleasure as a way to live in our body and live can make a dramatic change, not only in our own life and body, but in the world around us. And I believe that we can change the world one body at a time by saying yes to pleasure and by making every choice be one that is pleasurable. So what we experience in our body and through the body is ecstatic. And I can say at it gets even more and more important as a way to have longevity and as a way to really experience the joy of living body, regardless of what is called the aging process, which certainly has its own little way of calling attention to the details of how we move our body, what we do with our body. So this is a great introduction to the topic tonight, which is NEA and a practice that we call X-ray anatomy. If you've just come on the call, if you'd hit *6, please, that'll mute your call, and that way. Excellent. So X-ray anatomy is one of the tools that we use. It's actually a principle in NEA, and it's a practice that helps you integrate what we call the body's way. And that is the design of the body, in this case the anatomy, how the body parts fit together. It integrates that map, that design of the body with your body's way. And X-ray anatomy is basically a process of using your eyes to see beneath the skin and using sensation to understand how your bones are positioned. Your job in your body is to learn how to make adjustments of alignment with your bones so that you feel more comfort and you feel more ease, not only in class, but out of class. You know, when you look at the body's surface, the skin, you can pretty much see what's going on inside if you look beneath the skin and imagine the bones as vertical and horizontal lines. And what this means is that you want to maintain a vertical alignment of your bones to support anything that's horizontal. An example of this is when you're standing upright on your feet. You want your shin bones, and you have two on the left and two on the right, you want those shin bones vertically planted underneath you so that the thigh bone that actually is narrower towards your knees and it angles out to be wider at the that alignment that can move up and then support the moving pelvis that moves on the ball of the hip joint, which when it moves, creates movement in your entire spine. And when you free the spine, you really free the whole body. You want to use information that you get about bones or sitting to realign, to make changes in how your bones sit and relate to each other, to not only create pleasure, but think about this, that sensation of pleasure can turn into healing. Anytime we look beneath, and we look inside, and we want to gather information that tells us, we are really tapping into sacred information. So what that means is anything that you discover and you learn, you want to hold it in the state of love without judgment So, for example, if you notice that you have not been living in your body in a way that are aligned, and you feel more like a sack of potatoes most of the time when you walk around, the good news is you've noticed that you need to bring more vertical alignment into your bones by x-raying. And that means that you look at that with love and compassion rather than judgment. You're merely going to gather information using your eyes, your imagination, and your intuition to see and perceive the bones beneath the skin. And with this information you gather from X-ray anatomy, you'll learn to apply it not only while you're moving in class, but also when you're outside of class and walking. So in order to get the most out of X-ray anatomy, it's important to know what body parts affect the alignment of your bones and the movement of your bones. So let's go right to the source, the bones, which are alive, and they are a porous form. They are the containment for blood cells. They are an internal support, create a movable frame. They're the conductor of energy. So if you take your left arm right now and you reach it up to the sky, you will be using your bones. And if you x-ray those, you'll see that those bones are moving from heaven to earth, or from underneath, from earth to heaven. Now, if you take that same left arm and you move it out to the left side of your body, a little below your shoulder level, you will be able to observe by x-raying that now those bones are no longer vertical, they're horizontal. Now, if you bend your left elbow, you'll notice that you have an upper arm bone that is horizontal, and forearm bone and hand is vertical. So as you change the position of the bone, you're not only directing energy, you're also affecting the movement of intrinsic muscles, muscles close to the bone, as well as the bigger, more superficial muscles that lay on top. So muscles are the fibers, and those are the fibers that contract, tighten, and release, and that's what's responsible for you to move the bone.
Catherine.
Muscles, if you'll hit asterisk 6 if you just came in, please. And the muscles. And they squeeze out toxins. And so every time you change the shape of your bone, actually activating the muscles. And this is going to give you more strength, flexibility, mobility, agility, and ultimately stability. There's also something called myofascia, which is a connective tissue. And this is not rigid, but it's meant to actually slide on the bone. It's pliable connective tissue. When it's unhealthy, the muscle feels tight, stiff, rigid, and it doesn't slide beautifully around and over the bone. Through movement that is body-centered, meaning you're moving from the center, from in and out, using fluid movement, you're changing the shape of your bones, not gently, you increase the flexibility in the myofascia through the quality of relaxed movement. Joints are another part of our bone, and these are the parts of the body that open and close. And the joints are where we move energy, where the long bones or short bones are where you direct energy. When the joints can open and close and work together, your body feels freer, it feels lighter, and it doesn't feel bound, but it actually feels very aligned and relaxed. In the NEA book, we talk about X-ray anatomy as a practice of using eyes and using other sensory organs and your intuition to see inside yourself. So what I'd like you to do right now is just close your eyes and look inside and see if you can use your right brain to activate a picture of you sitting where you are in your skeleton. See your bones sitting in the chair, your spine, your hands, your thigh bones, every bone, just see yourself. You are penetrating the veil of your flesh to reveal the alignment and position of your bones, tendons, ligaments, and muscles as you look inside.
Now it's unmuted.
Now, for me, the getting to know my bones made it possible for me to respect something beautiful about the body. And that is that the body is designed to, from a bone structure, distort itself, change shape, and then return back to a vertical alignment shape. So right now in the chair where you are, just hunch over. Let your head get heavy, and you'll notice that your skin rounds. You have the power to change shape. Now allow your body to sit more upright. Create a little longer, taller spine. Then lean a little bit to the left and notice how you're distorting and changing the shape. And then lean a little bit to the right. Every time you change position, you have an opportunity to feel and sense. And this takes me to what is so important as a tool for getting the most out of practicing X-ray anatomy in class. What you're tracking is the sensation that you receive from your body as your bones are placed and moved. And in many ways, it's like learning to manage the steering wheel when you're driving a car. So if you think about it, you are basically driving the steering wheel of your body as you change shape. And you want to make sure that you go around the corner safely. You want to make sure that you're able to drive forward safely. And when you get into your body and you move and you track pleasure, you can, from the ground up, begin to make changes in how you use your feet. So, for example, for those of you that are sitting down, if you just turn your toes in, you can track the sensation of your bones changing shape. Turning your toes in, you're going to get more of an internal rotation. And that
Heather.
Will give you a different sensation than this. Turn your toes out, and you'll notice a different sensation. And then bring your feet parallel, and that too is a different sensation. To consciously direct the alignment of your bones is guided by pleasure. So no matter what movement you're doing, whether it's walking to your car, bending down to pick up something from the floor, there's a way for you to stop momentarily and ask yourself, is there a way I could position my bones that would give me greater comfort, that would give me more pleasure? You have conscious control over guiding your bones. And what's great about bones is you have more control because bones don't work like muscles. Muscles work in pairs. That means when you're talking to a muscle, you're not talking to one, but you're talking to at least two. But bones, it's not like that. You can right now take your right hand and say, bones of my right hand, face up, and your whole palm rotates. Or you could say, right elbow, I want you to move up and down. And all of the muscles that are involved in creating that action jump in when you say, elbow, I want to move up and down. So the best way for you to safely move in class and to receive not only self-healing, but holistic conditioning, is for you to track the sensation of pleasure and to always make sure that as you're moving, you keep developing the relationship between you and your body. So you get to know your body, and your body also gets to know that it can send you information, pain and pleasure signals, and that you'll listen and that you'll adjust and you'll redirect your bones to sit in a place where you feel better and can move easily. At home, a practice that you can do to practice X-ray anatomy is to look at your skeleton as you look in a mirror. You can look at the clavicle bones. Those are those little S-shaped horizontal bones in the front of your body that run from shoulder to shoulder. And as you look in the mirror, you would ideally want to see that the clavicles run straight across from left to right. But you might notice that one end is higher than the other. This would let you know that the high end is telling you there's more tension in that neck and shoulder, which is causing the bone to sit higher. And so in your movements in the class or when you're walking, merely just being more aware of turning your palms up when you bring your arms up, turning your palms down when you bring your arms down can help to relax the tension in the neck. Another thing that you can do would be to look at your body from the front, the side, and the back. And I find it helpful to periodically have someone take a Polaroid picture of my body or a, not Polaroid anymore, I guess they're out of business, but a digital picture of the your body from front, back, and side. And then remembering that the bones are meant to hang vertically and horizontally. And then with that photograph, taking a ruler, let's say it's the front of your body, and drawing a vertical line right through the center of your body, and then draw a horizontal line from shoulder to shoulder, from one hip to the other across the top, and then even a horizontal line across the top of your knees. And you might find that there's a little imbalance. Something can sit a little bit higher, and again, that means more tension. A little bit lower, maybe that means it needs a little more tightening, conditioning. Using X-ray anatomy and looking at yourself in the mirror and also sensing where your bones are so that you feel comfortable will give you the information that you need so that you can begin to make changes in your body that will add to more pleasure and more comfort in the way that you move. Your bones will always tell you what feels good and what doesn't. So I'd like to open it up now for questions. If you have any question at all about NIA, taking classes in NIA, any way I can be of support to you, please don't hesitate to ask and hit *6 to unmute your call. So who has a question for me tonight?
I have a question.
Okay, who do we have on the call tonight?
My name is Carolyn, and I'm in Oklahoma.
Hi, Carolyn. Nice to have you tonight.
Thank you. I have for quite some time had tension on either side of my neck at uneven levels. In other words, one side it hurts high and one side it hurts low.
Okay.
And I've not been able to resolve it with massage or physical therapy. Do you have any suggestions on that?
Yeah. You know, the head is the heaviest weight of the body. And so the Alexander technique is excellent, first of all, for getting some repatterning work done. Their books are excellent, and finding someone that you can work with, that might be a really beautiful way for you to get some alignment. Also, tension in the jaw can cause a discomfort in the neck. And I would recommend that you check out your teeth and your jaw. Do you tend to clench? Practice yawning several times every hour. Really open your mouth wide. Another good technique is to take a cork and cut it in half and just bite down on the cork really tight, hard, and then take the cork out of your mouth, and that will relax the muscles a little bit. Another one is to place the tip of the tongue against the top teeth, behind the teeth, when you exhale. And what that will do is it'll keep your lower jaw slightly open, which is going to free up the muscles, the sternocleidomastoid muscles at the side of the neck. Another thing that adds tension in the neck is how you use your eyes. So if you tend to catch yourself squinting, or if you tend to catch yourself bearing down on what you're looking, see if you can work with what we call soft eyes, very, very relaxed, kind of sleepy eye to let more image come in. One of my favorite techniques for releasing tension in the neck is also to take your hands, and you can cup them behind the back of your skull. And sitting upright, you'll pull your hands towards your skull as you feel your head press back into your hands simultaneously. And just hold that for a few seconds and then release. Flip the left hand around the side, not at the temple, but towards the back. And again, with your head upright, press your hand and your skull together with your mouth slightly open. And then go to the right side and do the same thing. And then you can take the back of your hands and press your forehead now into both hands. Just for a few seconds, you'll feel contraction, and then release. And that squeezing and releasing will work with something they call the stretch reflex in the body. And that means that after a contraction, the body has a system that sends a message that says, let's relax, we don't need to be tight. So I would give those a try. And then in NIA class, also make sure that you're not staying focused on the teacher, that you really let your eyes follow your hands and let your head become a part of the dance by allowing your eyes to look around, and see if that doesn't help.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's very helpful.
You're welcome. Hi, this is Debbie Rosas. Love to take another question. Just his Astra 6. Who has a question for me tonight? Just announce your name.
I don't have a question, but I want to thank you for that piece of advice on the pushing your hands and head together. That's awesome work.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I love doing that one because I the computer and do a lot of writing. That's a really important one for me to do. And I also will do it sometimes in bed right before I'm ready to go to sleep. I may not be aware of the depth of the tension that I might be holding, but I know that when my head and neck are more relaxed, I sleep a whole lot better. So I make it a habit of doing that little push exercise to get myself prepared to really sleep in a very deep, relaxed way.
I was doing it when you were talking about it, and it was a very nice feeling. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, keep doing it. It's one of my favorites.
Okay.
All right, who has a question for me? It's Debbie Rosas. Any question, anything I can do to help you with your NIA practice or? Esther 6.
Hi,
hello,
Debbie,
Debbie,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who is this?
Hi, this is Heather from Minneapolis.
Hi, Heather. Nice to have you.
Thank you. This has been really helpful. Thank you. My question has to do with working with children. I'm getting more involved in dance education with a background as a gymnastics coach.
Okay.
And I'm just curious what NIA has done or what you're doing with NIA by way of educating and working with children specifically.
Okay. The first thing to remember is that dependent upon the age of the children, they already are still connected to their body wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
How old are the kids you work with?
Primarily K through 4.
Okay, K through 4, perfect. So they have not been domesticated quite so much, which is very good. So they really relate to and to the idea that the intelligence that they're going to tap into is not mental intelligence, but sensory IQ intelligence, and that their body has a way of talking through sensation. And that if they develop an ongoing communicative relationship with sensation, listening to the voice of their body, which is sensation, and continually making changes so that they feel better, they feel more relaxed, their feet feel more grounded, their breath feels deeper and fuller, then they're going to be able to perform with much greater skill. So what we do with kids is to notice stress signals in their feet as their toes curling in, or as their hands clenching, or as their jaw tightening. Then we teach them to use breath, body relax, act so that you feel safer, and then they're able to only move more freely but have greater control. So with kids, it's really about tapping them into the body's way, showing them the way of the body, and letting them know that their body is coded and really is designed to take care of them. And what they need to listen to is the sensation of pleasure, and constantly move themselves into comfort and pleasure. And that means in the chair they sit in school. That means in the way they at the desk, the way they sit at the desk. It'd be unfortunate because oftentimes the school chairs and desks aren't right for children's bodies. The fact that they have to sit for so long is not right for their body. So it's a bit of a challenge, but I would say with children it's about really educating them to the wisdom that's already there in their body.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much. It's really helpful, especially in an urban education setting where
awesome.
They're dealing with so many other challenges.
And, you know, getting kids up to take a little dance break for 60 seconds is amazing. And have them bring in music that they love and have it on, you know, on your iPod. And when you feel that their attention is waning, put on that music and have them just, you know, let it rip for 60 seconds, and you'll be amazed at how much more calm they will be and how they'll be able to focus a little bit more.
Fantastic. Thank you again.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, one more question I have time for. Hit after 6. This is Debbie Rosas.
Debbie, I want to say thank you for the call, and I'm going to hang up. Good night.
Good night. I'd like to thank everybody. It's 5:30. Thank you so much for joining me. For those of you that are NEA teachers, I have a call tomorrow just for you where I'll be talking more about how to bring X-ray anatomy into your class and to use X-ray anatomy so that your students begin to condition, gain more strength and flexibility. That's what we'll be specifically talking about. If you've not already signed up for the NEA newsletter, it is free. You can go to www.neanow.com and sign up to receive the newsletter that we publish monthly. Debbie Rosas, bye-bye.